As public health and infectious disease experts work to stave off the spread of the new coronavirus, economists are starting to look at its potential economic impact. In China today, stocks recorded their worst day in years, and economists worry that the longer it takes to contain the outbreak, the worse the financial consequences will be in China and abroad. Jill Schlesinger is the host of Jill on Money, a financial analyst at CBS, and she's writing about all this on her blog. We'll link you. Jill, welcome.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
So start by telling us about these short-term consequences. What are you seeing in China?
Well, obviously, there is a huge impact when you are shutting down retail locations. And people, the consumers in China, are, whether quarantined or not, not going out and shopping. Couldn't have happened at a worse time also. Remember, this was the Lunar New Year celebration, the year of the rat. And this is a time, think of it almost like a holiday season in China. And imagine if we had something like this during our holidays, how we might pull back and kind of retreat to our families. So I think what we're likely to see is, at the very least, a short-term impact in the first quarter for Chinese growth, probably to see an annualized pace of about 5% in China.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, elsewhere in the program, we spoke to an American student in a province, not even in the city of Wuhan, where this outbreak started, and he said it's desolate. You know, the lunar, you know, decorations are falling off of closed restaurants. It's really kind of sad. But what do you think this means for China's trading partners, the U.S.? We have the car industry.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, actually, when we look at Chinese growth, we were already worried it was slowing down. So we were at, you know, 6.6% annualized in 2018, down to 6.1% in 2019. And I should say a lot of analysts and economists don't exactly believe that these are the correct numbers. But let's focus on the direction, down. And when you look at what would happen if the Chinese economy were to sputter at this point, we know that trading partners in Asia or in Europe, Germany's a big partner, or in Brazil, even the U.S., we are seeing already the impact. We know that companies across lots of different industries have enforced travel bans. They're shutting their manufacturing facilities. They're rerouting their supply chains. And certainly lots of retailers closing stores in the affected areas.
Well, there have been flight cancellations. You know, not many people want to fly to have meetings there. And you mentioned its impact in the U.S. On Friday, the Dow fell 600 points. That's been said to be related to the virus.
Yeah, I think that the real concern is the unknown. And when we don't know things, that's when investors start to get a little bit nuts. And, you know, we're all like that when we look at our retirement accounts. We hear a headline and we want to do something. Now, that said, as you noted in the opening, the Shanghai index was down 8%, but it had been closed since January 23rd, a lot of pent-up selling. Here in the United States, stocks opened higher, but I think there continues to be a worry that the unknown is really spooky for investors, and it's hard to make a big decision to invest in a company, or if you're a company, to invest in something big going forward without understanding the scope of how this virus could spread and impact all of us.
It's so interesting. Health officials are having the same dilemma. They know it'll be a pandemic, it'll be around the world, but they just don't know how bad it will be, and investors and economists obviously watching warily as well. Jill Schlesinger, host of Jill on Money, and we'll link you again to her blogs. Jill, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.